and through some possibly dangerous situations. So take this time, gathered here in this Christian family, to refocus your life into a life that is Christ-centered, into a life that is forgiven and free. We were created by God, the same God that we worship, the same God that sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to live our life, all the ups and the downs that each of us have, the same God who died our death. But it didn't end there, did it? This God raised His Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead to overcome sin of this world and the evil of this world and death itself, so that we might spend eternity with that one that created us. So as you come forward today, take time. Spend time at the altar if you choose. Take time to ask God for God's strength and courage to help you stay focused on what matters in your life, which is God, which is Christ and what He did for you. In the United Methodist Church, all are welcome to come forward and take Holy Communion. And at First Church, we serve two different types of communion, the wafer and the little cups. And the other way we serve communion is by intinction, which means you take the bread, a piece of the bread, and dip it in the juice. You are welcome to take either one. Both are equally valid. Let us pray. Creating God, the one who has given everything for relationship with us, the created, we ask God that we come together at this time of Holy Communion in a serious way, Lord. And we ask that You anoint us in a way that will help us refocus, that will help us bring Your Son, Jesus Christ, into a more central place in our life. And dear God, we ask for the power to keep Him there. Whatever challenges we have in our life at this time, we ask for Your help and Your presence, Your guidance. And dear God, if we're at a point in our life where we feel like we're all alone, I ask God, whoever that is in this congregation, that You would remind them that You're carrying them. Gracious and holy God, as we come together, anoint this bread and this juice with Your Holy Spirit. Make it truly be Your body and Your blood broken and shed for us. May Your Spirit be underneath and above and in front and beside and throughout this bread and this juice, Lord. Anoint it fully with Your Spirit. Help it bring healing to our lives. And as we eat it, Lord, and its molecules become a part of our molecules, may we become more like You. May we become more like Jesus. We love You, God. And now let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Will the ushers please prepare those who are coming forward as we serve each other.